a hold of Donald Folland in Salt Lake City. I'm not sure if this is the right number, but this is 26 December 74 from the University of Washington also.
Well, basically, can you remember what the motivation was, first of all?
Well, the motivation, we had been reading about Carl Chansky's work, Bell Labs.
Right.
Where he had apparently found some evidence of picking up radio waves.
Right.
From space, so we thought we'd try to see if we could verify his finding.
Right. And you knew of no other work being done along these lines?
We knew of nothing else being done at that time. So we built some sensitive receiving equipment and then a special antenna, directional antenna.
Now, there was no publication about this, right?
No.
Nor any Caltech laboratory report or anything?
Well, there were probably some laboratory report, but I don't have copies of it, and I can't remember the amount of
time. Well, perhaps if I go through the Caltech archives, would you have any recommendations as to... Were you in the physics department?
We're in the physics department, yes.
Do you think they might have... What kind of a report would it be? What series do you...
It would have just been a technical memorandum report.
A technical memorandum.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try for that. He's going to send me up a couple things, and it was difficult talking with him, so it might be included in that, but if not, then I can try to find it myself. Okay, so, and may I ask, what was your position there at the time?
Well, I was a research assistant.
I see. And what exactly did this receiver consist of? Uh-huh. And what frequency?
I don't remember exactly the frequency.
But it was in the order of Jansky's?
It was in the same order of Jansky's, that's right.
Wavelength? Okay.
Because we were trying to verify his results.
I see.
We did go out in the Mojave Desert, trying to get away from the interference noises in the Los Angeles area.
Right. And what was your antenna? Two closed loops,
closed loops,
about a meter in diameter,
about
and then...
A meter in diameter. They were mounted on a quartz bearing that we had specially made by General Electric.
I see. And how far apart were they?
They were about 2 meters apart.
And was this designed so they could rotate around?
That's right. It was mounted on a tripod, and so it could rotate in all directions.
I see. And do you have
it...
Right. And did you make any measurements of the antenna pattern of this thing? Do you have any?
Yes, there were some crude measurements, not very good ones. But I don't remember now what the directional characteristics of the antenna were.
Well, if you were operating at 10 or 15 meters, you couldn't have had very much with only that small dimension there. What exactly is the purpose of the two loops? I don't quite see that. To how that would, what he described to me was that it was a long wire that you had out there.
Well, we had two. Oh,
I see.
And then he had another with a long wire, which we had on the end of a pole, and then rotate the wire around this pole manually.
I see. And
I remember that. That was maybe 100 feet long.
Okay. And how long was this wire? I see, and so you had one person just walking around like a maypole, and the other person recording. Oh, wow. And how long did this go on? How long did your observations take?
Well, we were going for about a year altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent most of the summer, brought the equipment up here into Utah. Went up in the mountains here to try and find some.
I see. What was the purpose there? To get at a higher altitude?
Well, get a higher altitude and getting farther away, we hope, from the electrical interference.
You were getting bothered even in the Mojave Desert?
That's right.
I see.
And we got bothered here in Utah also, although we went as far as 450 miles away from the city.
Uh-huh.
Up in the
And did you get positive results there also?
We did get positive results. We were able to...
even in Utah? Right, but you got them even in Utah?
Yes.
I see. And you said coming in from a certain part of the sky. Did you know that when the galactic center was above the horizon?
Okay, this interview is continued on the other side, beginning at 226 and going through 358 on the other side.